says to Avram about this camel animal.
How should I call this?
This is called the Chesed Avram. This is the Arizal. This is some of the Arizal about candlelighting. Now, when if he brings, he must bring that. Now,
we'll learn about it anyway.
He must bring it. Be very careful. Be very careful when setting up the candles. The man should set the candles up. The woman should light the candles. To light at least two candles. It says, Tikkun HaZohar. Two candles we light. Then look at the candles on which the Lord made the bracha, and have in mind. So we have like this. There are different names which fit in different places. We have a bechina that's called Kel Adni. This bechina is Malchus. That's what Malchus is. Adni, of course, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, and Yud is Din. That's number one. So you have Din and an Aleph. You put the Aleph in the Din. That's what we're hoping to do. There's a bechina of Din there in Malchus. And Malchus is when a person needs, can't do anything. He can't. It's hard for him. It's hard for him. That's the bechina of Malchus. Person held back in a certain way. He's got a breakthrough. So you have this, the careless Chesed, and you have Adni. So it says, so now that it's Shabbos, this is elevating. It's going up. It's progressing to a higher place. So instead of Aleph Lamed and Aleph Dal Nun Yud, you write out the Aleph Lamed. Right? So you have Aleph Lamed, right? Aleph Lamed pays Aleph, and Lamed Lamed Mem Dalid. And then you have, again, Adni, Aleph Dal Nun and Yud is those two Shemus. He says, that is Gematria Ner. Just Ner Shabbos is Malchus, and now you're feeling you're getting a more of an or, which means, in simple parlance, that we're able to, if we want, we can overcome weaknesses now. Shabbos is how we can just let go of everything and get to a place where I overcome things that are holding me back. And it's just that I'm a different person now. That's our.
Does this also work if a buffer lights candles himself?
It can, yeah. Do the kavana.
Okay, so tell me again. This is Anus.
Aleph Lamed, Aleph Dalet, Nun, and Yud. And then you take that, and it goes to Aleph Lamed Pei, right? And then Lamed Dalet, and then Aleph Dalet, Nun, and Yud. So again, Aleph Lamed, Kel Adni. Aleph Lamed, and Aleph Dalet, Nun, and Yud. That's the usual. That's where Malchus is. That's what you have in mind when you say Kavanas. That's the world. You're in Malchus. A Sia, that's a Sia. We're picking up it again. It's a world of action too. Because we're elevating the world of action. We don't act anymore. Every action on Shabbos is a mitzvah. We don't do any actions. It's not a mitzvah. It doesn't exist. On Shabbos, everything's a mitzvah. If you eat, it's a mitzvah. Anything you do is a mitzvah. You refrain from doing things that are really too physical. And we're just, you know, hopefully, and we're just in a place where we're elevating the world of action completely. Every action we did the whole week is going up where it needs to go. So we have this Aleph Lamed and Aleph Dalet. And you know, it's getting elevated. So we have Aleph Lamed, it's Aleph Lamed Pei, and Lamed Dalet. It's spelled out. And then Aleph Dalet, Nun, and Yud. So that's the beginning of the Malchus going up. And of course, that is a Gematria Ner. Aleph Lamed Pei, Lamed Dalet, and then Aleph Dalet, and Nun, and Yud is Gematria Ner. Yeah. Doesn't bring it. Can't believe it. Okay, this is like the one kavana he didn't bring so far. He brings everything, but there's one really good special kavana. And then I go. There's another gematria near also, which we'll get to in a minute. But the other kavana that we need to have in mind is there's two different mechinas of the other side. Two different aspects. Two different elements. One element is masculine, and one element is feminine. So these two bechinas, the higher is these two. Presumably, these two bechinas of the feminine, maybe? I'm not sure. But we'll talk about first these two, and we'll see. I'm pretty sure that is these two. I don't even remember it clearly, but I think there's these two bechinas. So what does it mean, the masculine evil inclination and the feminine evil inclination? There's two different bechinas. One bechina is when they try to push the person to do something that's not so good. Push him. He does it, he doesn't do it, whatever. He's fighting, struggling, that's one thing. Struggle can take many forms. Then there's another element, which is different ways where a person just gives up. He's like, oh, I messed up, forget it. That's called the feminine element. But a person, like, he just doesn't have koch to continue. That's the harder element. So those two elements, every person's neshama is like a candle. We're like a nair. We're like a nair, like Zohar says, and we have to light the candle. Either our candle is lit for good things, or it's lit for not such good things. We're hoping to light the candle for good light. We want to be filled with a good light, not with the kind of fire that's not a good fire. So lighting the candle, so what we want to do, we want to extinguish these two. These two bechinas each have a candle where they try to, a person can be lit and on Shabbos. When we light these two candles, they go out. That's what we're doing. We're supposed to have in mind that they're out. Like I said, it's the first kavana that he seems to have missed. That's one of these avoda kavanas. He always puts them in. I don't remember what he's bringing every time. I look, says, well, really? I don't even remember it. But this one he didn't bring, and this is a very important one. If we're putting out all the Yitzhar now. We light the Shabbos candles, everything's changed, everything is different. Tzaddikim could see in the Shabbos candles anything. Could make Yeshua look at the Shabbos candles. Rav Army Belz was running away from the Nazis, and he sat for an hour looking at the Shabbos candles. Trying to like, and then they got where they needed to go. Like, he needed to put up the Yeshua. You look at the candles, all of them say, the people who see, they see. All these different also colors and yonim. So that's another important kavanah. Then there's a third kavanah.
The second one
is for both candles also. We're putting out the other side, the candles on the other side. They go out. There's much more to it. I mean, yeah. If you want, we could talk more about it. There's Nebuchadnezzar, and there's a Tikkun HaZohar, what Shabbos, and why don't we have a whole, its own inyan.
With both eyes, both of them?
We just want to put out the other side's candle. The other side's ability to tell the drawing of it. You want to be in a place of holiness. That's these two candles. And the other kavana of Ner, there's another kavana there also, which is three Yehudim. Right? It's also the beginning of Kael. No. Havayret. Not Kael. Havayet Ekel, Havayet Lukim, and Havayet Admi. Yeah, Yud Kei Vav Kei, three times. One, two, three. And then you have Aleph Kei Yud Kei, and Elokim, and Ad. That's also action, emotions, and Mochin, the mentalities. This is these three Bechinas. Rav Nosson speaks a lot about these different, these three.
Which one is Shekhinah?
Shekhinah is all three, but on these three aspects, it's action, but there's different elements also in action. There's a place when the person's he's emotionally totally somewhere. There's a place when a person, his head is, he took over. He doesn't even notice. He's somewhere. He's on fire. He doesn't hear you. He's so focused. He's so somewhere else. Then there's Bechinah where a person does action. It doesn't have to be mindless. It can be. It has the emotion there. There is. Something he's thinking. He's just not. He's not in a place where it's totally filling him 100%. So this, all these three represent all these levels of in Malchus, which we're picking up. We're elevating. That's the Chayyim saying.
These are the Shabbos candles.
Yeah. And the second one also. The second combination. Those three also. Havaya Ekya, Havaya Elokim, and Havaya Adni is all these three. Combinations is another nair. I mean, he says a lot about it. What does this mean? How do you access it? He talks a great deal. I don't know if I remember even now, but he speaks of, he must say five or six different ways. What is this telling me? What do I learn from this? The Hanukkah, especially. What is this? What is going on in here? But in short, what it comes down to is you want to have, he says, all holy lights are Maori or not Maori Ish. There's two different elements. You want to have the fire, but the fire should be a healing, pleasing, illuminating light, not a fire that destroys, not a fire of this emotional power or struggle or something, a fire which is not a good fire, a fire that's a good fire, not of self-aggrandizing fire, but a fire that brings good things, a nachas, a light, illumination, a healing light. That's what we're trying to do, and putting out the other sides, the other fire, destructive fire. That's one of the things he says. Again, I don't remember how does it connect to what is the Seamus, I don't remember. But the kids, those are in these three levels, on a simple, simple level, simple way. You have in action, in emotions, and in mentalities, all these three bechinas. That's on a simple level. Fine. That's where we're holding now. I guess we'll stop the last.
So what's the last kavana? Thought, speech, and action?
Yes.
We do what?
I want to bring in a holy, good light, not a consuming fire that's going to destroy. That's the kids. Those are three.
And when we talk about, well, I feel that all Jews can add something to what they're doing as Jews. And I've always tried to encourage people that don't keep Shabbos to add something to what they're doing. And they've all, one of the things I've encouraged them to do is light Shabbos candles. And it's really very interesting because they say, well, you know, on Friday night, that's my night to go out with my wife somewhere, so I can't light Shabbos candles. I said, no, don't look for a reason why you cannot. Everybody has reasons why they cannot. Look at adding, simple, adding. What do I do? I leave candles burning in my house? I said, I'm not here to tell you what to do with the candles. I'm here to say, encourage you to light them. I said, the Shekhinah's out there knocking on the door. Please let me in. I said, it's so simple to light two candles, say a small prayer, and know that the Shekhinah can get into your house. And they said, what do I do with the candles? What do I do? I don't, you know, it's not up to me to tell you to do with the candles. I don't know what to do with candles. I don't know. You could light them in your sink and let them burn your sink. You don't know what to do. But let the Shekhinah in.
Yes, that's beautiful.
That's what once.
That's very beautiful and very true. How do we talk to these people?